User Council meeting. At this time, we'd like to call roll.
Okay, I have Chair John Rocklow, Vice Chair Tammy Rozier Cockrell, Master Sergeant Joe Rodriguez, Jim Goodman, John Clendenin, Bobby Carter, and Carl Edwards, Josh Long, Naomi Wiley, Ryan Marlowe on the phone. Present in the room, I have Scott Nelson, Bruce Richter, David Reed, Mark Newman, Nicholas Vanistock, Paul Fussy, Scott Stormo, and myself. Who have I missed?
Rick, you're missed. Specialist Jones.
Specialist Jones.
First name.
Oh, and Evan Woodall.
Rockwell.
Sorry.
This is Erin Calwara on the phone.
All right. There's one other person I have a phone number for, but I don't know who it is. Keith and Ryan. So Keith is on.
Mickey Flores with BK Technologies.
So Keith is on RI out of the AI. Does that count?
Yeah.
And then we do have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mary. I appreciate your calling roll. And we can move to the first agenda item, which is the review and approval of the September meeting minutes. Hopefully everybody had a chance to review those. Are there any questions or updates at this time? Hearing none, we can approve the September meeting minutes. Moving on to the next agenda item is the issues and risk log. I don't believe
Mr.
we have any. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, this is Paul. We would need a motion to accept the meeting minutes.
Much. since we had no questions or updates to the meeting minutes, I would entertain a motion to approve.
This is Tammy. I'll make a motion to approve.
Mr. Nelson and Ms. Goja, thank you so very much. And again, open floor for any additional questions. Hearing none, minutes are approved. Now we can move on to the issues and risk log. Moving over to the active issues and risk log, Paul, could you give us a brief update since there appears to be multiple updates?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the group, this is Paul Fussy. Yellow shows updates. So if you start looking at the time frame, a lot of them were starting to time out. So what we did here with the targeted close date, as you can see, this one here for the microwave update, that was October 31st, 2023. We've just extended it out to December 1st, 24 as a placeholder because obviously that time has passed, but we wanted to keep the original time frame on there. When you start looking at the Birch Hill master site side B power system failure, as you can see back in the September meeting, Mr. Stormwater confirmed that everything is complete and they went and did that and removed. So that one has been closed out. That has been updated. But the other placeholders, Mr. Chair, we just updated the dates and put them a little bit further out.
Paul, I appreciate the update on that. And thank you very much for doing so. The next item is the action item list. And I think we only have one item on the action item list, and that's just a carryover. So no updates for that action. Moving on to the operations management overview, I'm going to turn the call over to Mr. Paul Fussy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. So as you look at my schedule here, we look at training. So we do have the new October videos to be coming out. That is highlighting the zone control rollovers. So once a quarter, Nick's team and I, we come in and work with Motorola to do the update on the zone control rollover. So we get questions about that once in a while. So we did a little video on there so people understand how we keep up with cybersecurity and maintain the system. And that's done once a quarter. So when you start looking at outreach, it's been kind of busy. So I did attend the online conference at Advancing Public Safety, or CAP, a lot of different situations and training classes on there. That was completed September 17th and 18th. We have completed the membership agreement for Customs and Border Patrol. Nick and I have been working with them to add their radios into ALMR and to get them upgraded and put on the system. And yesterday, October 1st, myself and other members from APSCS and DPS, DOT, and other agencies around the state attended the FirstNet briefing. That was yesterday from 8 to noon. On Push to Talk and FirstNet and their system on that one. So the ArcticCon, which is a yearly cybersecurity seminar, that will be going on tomorrow at the Egan Center on October 3rd. It's an IT conference with a focus on cybersecurity. So myself and other members from around the state will be attending that, looking at different conferences and seminars on cybersecurity, any updates for the systems around the state, and talking to different vendors and how we can make sure that we protect the ALMR system. Dan and I will be heading to Fairbanks. We'll be conducting in-person training on October 15th and 16th. And I do have one of the flyers here. This was at the request of some folks up in Fairbanks. So October 16th and 17th, we will be having two training sessions a day, as you can see, from 1 to 2:30 and then from 6:30 to 8. And one will be at the North Pole Fire Department, and then one will be on the UAF campus. That was a request of our members up there. And we are having it over 2 days and on two different times to make sure that we cover the two areas of the borough and also to cover both shifts. So we'll have the day shift and evening shift. We want to make sure law enforcement, EMS, and fire are able to attend for everything. And this is the second half of our flyer with the areas that we'll be covering on here. So Dan and I have been working with the PowerPoints on there and the different agencies up there. So we'll be traveling up there to Fairbanks the 15th and 16th for that training. So once again, I'm still reaching out to all of our members and talking to them on their membership agreements. There's a few that we still need to get back in. And then also for the TDMA radios and working with different agencies on that one. There is also an upcoming training on October 11th that I'll be participating on with different agencies across the state. And that is the 2024 Energy Emergency Functional Exercise. That's an all-day exercise. It includes representatives from Rail Belt Utilities, sorry about that, Cook Inlet producers, area hospitals, school districts, local government, emergency managers. So I'll be working with them on how ALMR can be used during an emergency, because most of those agencies do use ALMR. So I'll be there helping out. So the system upgrade, the only thing that we have right now, we've been doing some meetings on here. Nick and I are still researching and going through what agencies we can start activating their talk groups for TDMA. And we're working with the Alaska Railroad right now to have one of their APEX radios tested and certified for the system. Does anybody have any questions before I go to document review and metrics? Hearing none, Mr. Chair, I'll continue. So the September documents have been posted, the social media account, asset management policy and procedures, and our cooperative mutual aid agreement. And we're finishing up and completing the October policies and procedures, and they'll be going out for further review here shortly. But thankfully, September and October are kind of a small month for policies and procedure updates. And as a reminder for everyone, it's set up through the ALMR policies and procedure and user council that every month certain policies and procedures are gone through, haven't taken a look at, and see if there's any updates to them, and then we send them out for final approval. So that is set up through our policies and procedures that they will update it monthly. So our September metrics. If you start looking at our calls are 1,379,973, a little bit lower than last year. Our monthly push-to-talks were 2,234,934. Once again, just a little bit lower, but we've been looking at users and radio traffic, as you can see here. From July, August, and September, it's dropped precipitously. So we're looking at that to see if there's any issues with documentation of our push-to-talks or people are just using the radio system a little bit less. So our busies were 356, a little bit higher than last year, but not much. Our subscriber count was 32,245. And our sites below 3.9s were only 5. And if you take a look, we have the Cottonwood Creek, Goose Creek, High Mountain, Pillar Mountain, and Woman's Bay. Of course, with Pillar Mountain and Woman's Bay, that was a GCI circuit was down. Had to swap out an antenna in High Mountain, and then the Goose Creek fiber was cut on there. And we've got a lot of activity on our website, which is good. We've been talking to a lot of individuals every time and with the new training videos. And also, we've been updating the approval list since Nick and I went through and did some more ATPs on some radios. So that system's been upgraded there also. So for the last part under other, there's just a few things. The quarterly executive council meeting is going to be held on 17 October at 1:30. And the ALMR newsletter is completed, and that will be sent out on October 15th. And keep in mind, that goes out to all of our members and then all the legislatures in Juneau and in the D.C. area. The International Association Chief of Police meeting will be held in Boston. That's 19 through 22 October. The Alaska Fire Conference started today out in Wasilla over at the Menard Center. And the 2024 Alaska Rural Energy Conference, that's sponsored by Alaska Municipal League, that is currently going on in Fairbanks through October 4th. And last but not least, since we have a lot of individuals on here for police, fire, and EMS, that October 10th is World Mental Health Day. That completes my report, Mr. Chair, pending any questions.
Thank you very much, Paul. Are there any questions for Mr. Fussy? Hearing none, we can go to the System Management Office overview, and I turn it over to Mr. Fennestock. Nick?
Thanks, John. I don't got a lot to add or anything really new. We're continuing doing our PMIs. Thank you for being patient with us, with those. I know cybersecurity has hit a lot, you know, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but if you find yourself, you know, bored or wanting to look up something kind of neat and or scary, look up the Rambo malware or virus. It's a nifty little one that they created where it turns your computer into a radio. And it's pretty ingenious how they did it, but it's also scary. Outside of that, I've really got nothing else.
Could that replace any of them already?
No.
If we find a way to key your RAM, I'll see what I can do.
I'm sorry, Paul, I had to say something.
Thank you very much, Nick. Are there any other questions for Mr. Fahnestock? Hearing none, we can move over to the State of Alaska Department of Defense overviews, and I turn it over first to Mr. Scott Stormo.
Just as it's getting close to wintertime, we're going as quick as we can to fix some stuff that's broken and finish off some trips to the mountaintop site. I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but Ketchikan High Mountain antenna was probably in bad shape for quite a while. It's been replaced. That should have fixed the portable radios not working down there. But what I wanted to just mention is the antennas are in a very important part of the system, and we have no visibility into how they're performing unless we're on site doing a physical sweep of that antenna system. So we've had antennas fail a few times, you know, in the 11 years I've been here, but unless it's caught because we're physically there doing something, the best way for us to know about that is for people out on the system to, you know, if you're noticing things are significantly different than normal, is please call the help desk and let them know, because that might drive us going out to take a look at an antenna, because we, at the moment, there is equipment that can be purchased, but we're kind of waiting for the new version to see if we want to buy it. But at this point in time, we have no real good way of knowing if an antenna is going bad.
Or if it's hanging off the side of the mountain.
Right, or if it broke off. I mean, we wouldn't know that unless somebody sees it or somebody calls us and tells us that their radios aren't working anymore. So, and so until that changes, you know, people letting us know is really our alarm system. So please, if your radio is not functioning like you normally see it functioning, please do call the help desk and ask, because it may get somebody out looking into figuring out what that problem is. That's all I have.
Thank you, Scott. Are there any questions for Mr. Stormo? Hearing none, we can go to DOD. Is Mr. Tim Woodall online? How about another DOD representative?
This is Eric Smith from the Army. I don't have anything to add.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. We can move to the next agenda item, which is the User Council Representative Updates. And we can start with the SOA component with DOT. Anything from DOT?
Nothing to add right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Any from DPS? I don't have any updates. I don't know if Ben's online either. And then we have all others. Mr. Nelson?
Hi, I don't have any updates.
Thank you, Scott. Moving on to the DOD component, U.S. Army installations.
Nothing to add, thanks.
How about J-Bear? Or Eielson?
Nothing from J-Bear.
Nothing from Eielson.
Thank you both. Federal non-DOD components, DOJ, DOI, or all others?
And nothing from the FBI.
Thank you,
sir. Nothing from TSA Alaska, sir.
Okay. And moving on to the municipal components, Ms. Tammy Gocha, any updates?
No, I don't have anything today. Thank you.
Anything from Mr. Goodman? Jim?
No, sir.
Well, thank you, Jim. And if we move to North, I did meet a little bit with Chief Berrien yesterday. I don't know if he was able to make it back up, but anything from North? Hearing none, we could move to Lieutenant Kalwara in Southeast. Aaron?
I do not have anything from Southeast, except I will reach out to some of our contacts in the communities and talk to them about the issues that were just brought up about the antennas and users reporting things to you guys.
Thank you very much, Aaron. We appreciate it. The next item is new business. There is one update for new business, but I do see a Teams text, and I didn't capture it. I apologize. Moving on, DOI update. We have awarded a PR for 500 portable BK radios to replace our current inventory of non-TDMA compatible fire radios, expecting to receive the radios by April of 25. That is excellent news. Thank you very much for the update. New business. I'd like to turn that next item of new business over to either Mary and or Mr. Fussy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Paul Fussy. So everyone, we just want to make sure everyone aware that October is the beginning of the annual election process for the chair and vice chair positions. Nominations are done in October, and then the voting occurs in November. So the electees can be announced coming up at for the December meeting and take office in January. So just so everybody know that after the meeting, Mary will be sending out email notifications to all members. And for those new to the process, the email will explain what you need to do. And additionally, when anybody responds, they should respond to Mary. And there's no announcement for who's being nominated or who you would choose to be nominated. So look forward to those emails coming out and then also for nominations for chair and vice chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Since we're on new business, is there anything that anybody would like to bring up under new business? And if not new business, are there any additional questions, comments, or updates regarding the ALMR system?
Mr. Chair, Bruce Richter from DHS CISA.
Thank you, Bruce.
Some quick things I'd like to share. For those of you that are iPhone or iPad users, at DHS, we got notice that if you're not upgraded to the latest software or iOS update, version 18, that you get kicked off the DHS network. There's some security issues there that make that update worth looking at. We don't tell other people what to do, but we're making it mandatory for our DHS staff. And then I shared this with Mary and Paul, and I'll ask if you can either put it out in the meeting minutes or with when you send the minutes out. But on Halloween, October 31st at 10 a.m. Alaska time, there's a free one-hour cybersecurity awareness that CISA Region 10 is putting on. It'll include some of the latest threat trends and some of the resources that are free to you through CISA that you might want to take advantage of for your agency. So appreciate the chance to remind everybody it is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and I view this threat sort of like I view that Iranian ballistic missile launch yesterday. It's like an ongoing barrage of incoming threats.
John, this is David Reed also. I wanted to add on that for many people's home computers, Windows 10 hits end of life this month. So patching is going to stop on that. So especially if you do work at home, you should look at upgrading your computer to 11.
Thank you very much, David. And I know that the state of Alaska is focusing on at least the state equipment to make sure that it's updated to version 11 of Windows. Does anybody recall the actual expiration date of support for Windows 10? I know it's coming up quick, but I don't recall the actual date. Well, that may be something that we can follow up with.
The 14th of October.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, sir.
2025 now.
Yeah, 2025. Are there any other updates to new business or, again, questions, comments? Before I ask for adjournment, the next meetings are currently scheduled for November 6th and December 4th. And again, the floor is open. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've had almost a record meeting as far as time goes, and I appreciate everybody's involvement. And at this time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Really?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you so very much. And do I have a second?
This is Tammy. I'll second.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tammy. At this time, we are adjourned. And again, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.